Back to our top story now. The Prime Minister says the government would not have gone public with a case of a missing Red Cross nurse. Louisa Kavi was abducted by Islamic State in Syria in 2013, and the government and media agreed not to say anything about the kidnapping, lest it further endanger her. But yesterday, the International Committee of the Red Cross went public in the New York Times with a plea for information about Ms. Akavi's whereabouts in the wake of the collapse of the IS Caliphate. Jacinda Ardern joins us now on the line. Welcome to the program, Prime Minister.
Good morning.
It's very clear that you disagree with the action taken by the International Red Cross. Why is the Red Cross saying, though, that the New Zealand government and its organisation were won over this?
Look, I don't think it's fair to say we've ever changed our position. We've been utterly consistent, and you'll forgive me if that's the reason I'm also not speaking more broadly about the case now. Our view was that it should remain out of the public, and I do want to acknowledge the New Zealand media's efforts over a long period of time to ensure that that was the case. So our position didn't change. We did know that the International Red Cross had a different view. We were aware of their plans. It just didn't mean that we agreed with them. What I will say is, though, that that should not undermine what has been years of coordination and collaboration and good work between us. And it won't change our relationship. It just happens to be that we've taken different perspectives at this point.
The International Director of the Red Cross speaks about New Zealand officials being in his office as recently as Friday. It's a little difficult to understand that confusion.
Not from my perspective. I mean, we've been utterly clear all the way through that it was our preference that this would not be in the public domain. The International Red Cross took a different view. We continued to stay in touch with them in spite of the different perspectives, and we did know their plans to put the story out. So we were clear on it. That was an endorsement, though, but we were clear on what they were doing.
The International Red Cross has got a heavy presence on the ground in this region. Indeed, the Red Cross is the one that negotiates over hostages and the release. They know what they're doing. Why does the New Zealand government think it has a better handle on what should be done in this situation than the International Red Cross?
I'm not going to speak about the operational side of the case, and I know you'll appreciate why that is. What I'd say is that we've simply relied on advice around the reasons that we've taken all the way through and that the New Zealand media have taken all the way through on not having this case in the public domain. And from our perspective, that advice has not changed. That rationale has not changed.
Surely the Red Cross are the experts here, though, Prime Minister.
That's why we've maintained this position. And again, I think the Red Cross, of course, have maintained that position as well. They just have taken a different view about the moment of time that we're in, different view to us. Again, we've not overstated this difference in position. We've taken a different view. We've disagreed with them. It has not changed our level of collaboration. It's not changed our question around the expertise of the Red Cross. Just our view is that we should have maintained the position around not having this case.
Would you not think they're experts in this situation?
I'm not questioning that, but our view has been that we've been utterly consistent on the rationale for not having this case in the public domain. That rationale hasn't changed from our perspective.
Have you had an official that's been speaking to the Red Cross who perhaps has not been delivering the message that you're delivering now?
I've had it reconfirmed with several different individuals who have been involved that we have maintained absolute consistency. Again, though, I wouldn't wish to overstate this. We've taken a difference of opinion. But the coordination, however, over a number of years should not be undermined by that difference in opinion. But I have been reassured that there should have been no question over our position. The Red Cross has taken a different one, and I've had a number of reasons for that. But again, that hasn't changed our perspective on it, but nor has it changed our relationship.
Since this information went public, have you spoken to Louisa Akavi's family?
This is where I just will not comment on any element of the substance of the case, and try to be utterly consistent on that. We have put information out in writing. We accept that now that it is in the public domain, there'll be legitimate questions, particularly from New Zealand media. We've put information out in writing. I'm not commenting on that, though, beyond what's been put out.
Prime Minister, if we could just turn to the money that is being distributed to the victims and the families of the mosque shootings. There is some concern, you would have heard the report just before you came on, that not enough is being done quickly enough and perhaps it's not going to the families in the right way.
I have heard that those reports. And look, we stand ready to assist in any way that any of those funds may require or may like assistance. Central government hasn't been involved in the distribution or collection of those funds. There was a view that those were established early on, that actually having central government step in, you know, certainly may not quicken the pace of having that support distributed. But if we can offer any support, any help, we stand ready to do so. But those at the moment, they are primarily funds held by others and distributed by others. That's not to say we do have a role via MSD, via ACC. I can tell you that we've had hundreds of applications for MSD assistance. That's been moving very quickly. I've, for instance, kept breakdowns of what support's been given on a daily basis. One of the things I know we need to, as central government, to do better is coordinate ourselves. We've got immigration, ACC, MSD, even Housing New Zealand, all involved in various different forms. I want to make sure families aren't having to deal with multiple agencies. We do need to do better at that. It has not been perfect, but we are trying to case manage just to ease the pressure on families having to go to multiple agencies for support.
Thank you very much for your time. That's the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern.